is consciousness. Activate your soul's elation and meditate to see your life. We have been talking a lot about prosperity consciousness, but what is consciousness? Joel S. Goldsmith, the enlightened mystic, said it beautifully. Soul, or consciousness, is the seat of these faculties which we interpret as physical organs and functions and physical faculties or physical senses. The day will come, if you know enough about consciousness, you can leave everything else alone. For in the word consciousness and the spiritual understanding of it is contained all the knowledge that is to be known about God, man, and the universe. Joel Goldsmith was enlightened, so he knew how to attempt to explain to the intellect what cannot be explained, and so beautifully. And on a personal note, I highly recommend The Infinite Way by Joel S. Goldsmith. It is an absolutely illuminating book. The Infinite Way by Joel S. Goldsmith. So, we who are on the spiritual path, or seekers, are always doing all we can to gain more consciousness, right? Again, that word. Well, before we go any further, if any of what you have listened to so far on this topic sounds way too out there for you, well, no worries, just skip it. Maybe you'll come back to this chapter at another time. But if you truly desire to have wealth and fulfillment and understanding, then please do your soul a favor and keep listening. And for those of you who deeply desire to learn more about consciousness, you will devour part two in this volume about the sea of unlimited consciousness. So let's continue. When we speak of raising our awareness or gaining higher consciousness, what we are saying is we are doing our best to consciously connect with our higher self, with divine presence, with God, so that we become one, so that there is no duality. There is no duality, but we just don't know it. We may know it intellectually, but we don't know it unless we can feel it within. To do this, we have to live fully in the present, live every moment with love and joy. We are always striving to have more and more moments of pure bliss and knowingness. Only a few rare beings ever become completely enlightened in this physical experience. But luckily for us, there are those rare beings who have attained and have done their best to teach us. Transmissions do go on, and as we raise our awareness, we slowly begin to melt away the ice and begin to feel our connection with spirit. Oh my goodness. Our beautiful soul. What tales it can tell us when we are ready to listen. To be able to listen, we must be present. And meditation or contemplation, living in every moment fully, can help us to reach our soul. That is when we truly begin to understand that God is closer to me than breathing, closer than hands and feet. Eternity, God, is inseparable and indivisible because we are one. Whether we believe this or not does not stop it from being true. Those who live in this realization consciously find that when any form of lack or so-called opposition comes into their experience, it disappears. This is the real secret of life, the secret of the spiritual life. We are not speaking of religion, even though all religions do agree on this one point, that wherever we are, God is. When we meditate, we are doing this to connect with our higher consciousness or soul. In the silence, this is where true consciousness is experienced. This is where we are alive in spirit. Our inner vision begins to open and we feel, we hear the still small voice of our soul. These are the true eyes that see. Some have been even able to see with their eyes closed when in a great and deep meditative state. This still, small voice is our spiritual guide, and it actually then goes beyond what we think intuition is. For true consciousness has no thought. It is pure knowingness. If we wish to begin to really get into more conscious awareness of our connection with spirit, we must meditate, which is why we added the chapter on basic meditation. Because until we are in the silence, we are only practicing meditation. In today's world, where there are over 6 billion, nearly 7 billion minds thinking, we are taking on their thoughts. Without going within to the silence, we can find it very hard to focus our minds. And this is one of the main reasons we get so stressed out and do our best to slip into something more comfortable, like a collective coma, by distracting our minds with hours upon hours of mesmerizing TV and internet watching. Most of the world is in a collective coma, and they don't even know it. Fear and lack does not live in pure consciousness. It only lives in duality. To end this important topic, another quote from the great mystic, Joel S. Goldsmith. If, on entering a new year, our consciousness is the same consciousness with which we came into the previous year, we can be sure of duplicating the previous year's experience. But if our consciousness has deepened and been enriched, the new year will be enriched. Now that says it all. Perhaps if Joel had been here at this time on the planet in physical form, he would also have mentioned the film Groundhog Day. For without more awareness or higher consciousness, we do live our life and each year the same way, over and over again. Just the names change, but the experiences remain the same. We, however, do not have to wait until a new year to begin. We can begin right here and right now. Begin to meditate. Stop watching so much TV and focus on light, on conscious union with God. Every moment, feel the joy. Whenever we are thinking about the past or projecting into the future, we are not being conscious. Consciousness can only be raised by living in every present moment. When we are aware of bringing joy and love into every moment, we are preparing our future nows, to be more beautiful. Visualization techniques may seem like a contradiction to this. However, what we are doing is preparing our next moments to be higher. This higher awareness then does create more moments of an increase of all good. Connecting every day with our divine self in the now does create more harmony, wealth, health, and joy. We are stretching towards what is possible by being conscious now. And as I mentioned in the chapter on meditation, even if you just stop just a few times a day and say, I'm present here in this moment now. And in this moment, and breathe. And this moment. Just be present right here in the moment right now. You know what, my darling friend? It is all about consciousness. And I'll say it again before we go on our wonderful next chapter about intuition. Remember to smile.